Today's 8.7 quake was about one-third the force of December's quake that created the widespread tsunami, but it was still big enough to cause extensive damage and casualties. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, scientists suspected this could happen again in the region.
Over the past 3 months, scientists have been studying last December's earthquake, including many of its aftershocks, and wondering whether it would trigger another one nearby. Today, says Harley Benz, chief scientist at the National Earthquake Information Center in Colorado, they got their answer.
It is likely triggered by the December 26th. It's on an adjacent segment of the trench. Scientists here and elsewhere have reported, the potential for loading of the fault, and it looks like it released some of the stress that had built up.
The trench is the Sunda Trench. It's a fault line where two huge continental plates, the Indian Plate and the Burma Plate, come together. Geologists say the December quake broke open the northern arm of the trench. That released stress in that part of the fault. But it may have raised stress in the southern portion of the fault, and that's where today's quake hit, about 110 miles to the southeast of December's earthquake. Scientists know that this trench is prone to big earthquakes. Two big ones in 1833 and again in 1861 created deadly tsunamis. Quakes along this fault line tend to create tsunamis because one plate slides underneath the other. Such thrust quakes create an underwater pressure wave that can travel hundreds of miles and rise tens of feet high when it hits land. Today, there have been reports of a very small tsunami hundreds of miles to the south of the quake in the Cocos Islands. That would suggest that any tsunami has traveled south. Today's earthquake has relieved stress on the Sunda Trench, but may have raised it elsewhere. The U.S. Geological Survey's Harley Benz says researchers need to know more to figure out if more quakes are on the way.
There's a possibility, but what's important is both to understand this earthquake, how much of the plate it ruptured, what portion of the plate it ruptured, and then use that in our modeling tools to see how it might have loaded other segments of the trench.
And the trench is not the only hot spot. There's also the Sumatra Fault, which runs down the middle of the island of Sumatra. That one meets the ocean right where the city of Banda Aceh is, the city hardest hit by last December's tsunami. One thing that's different this time around is the level of preparedness. Within 2 hours of the quake, authorities in Thailand warned people in coastal areas to evacuate in case of a tsunami. Scientists in the U.S. have also changed the way they put out information. Last December, the government's Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii and the Geological Survey did not know who to warn in the Indian Ocean region. Ben says that's changed.
Certainly here at the USGS, we've significantly expanded our email distribution list. At the time of the December 26 earthquake, we had about 25,000 recipients for our email notifications. I think it's grown to close to 40,000 now.
Ben says that list includes organizations in Asia that were not on their initial list. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.